彼得后书第一章。 As we continue worshiping the Lord this morning, turn your Bibles to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. 我们在看彼得后书。 We started 2 Peter last week. 今天我们就会讲一个题目，很多人不喜欢讲，但是人人都要经历。This morning we're going to talk about a topic that people don't like to talk about, but everybody will experience.
有人说发生先算啊。
Some people say, let's wait until it happens before we handle it.
有部分觉得，即不需要准备的，费事理的。
Some people think they don't need to prepare for it, don't even worry about it.
好多人觉得太遥远啊，太抽象，太可怕。
And some people think it's too far away, too abstract, too scary.
所以佢决定就唔好理。
And so they decide not to pay attention.
但圣经俾我哋有另一个睇法。
But the Bible gives us another concept, another teaching,
系因为关乎人人都会经历嘅事。
Because all of us one day will experience this.
就是死亡 is death. 迷信的人呢，他不喜欢听这个字。
Superstitious people don't like to hear the name death.
但我们是不说不得。
But if we have to talk about it, we cannot ignore it.
是人人有日都会面对。
Everybody one day will face death.
你准备好没？
Have you prepared for that day?
死亡对你是不是一个很恐惧的事？
Is death a scary thing for you?
有些人说死亡与灯熄灭。
Some people think death is like turning out the light.
肉体的生命，即是这个今生的，没后生的。
They think that this is just the physical life, this is all there is, there's nothing after death.
有人认为呢，死亡呢，不用怕轮回投胎，做一个好一点的。
Some people think, I'm not afraid of death, I'm going to go through reincarnation, I'll be better in the next life.
有些人好像孔子曾经讲话，不知生，焉知死。
You know, Confucius said, you don't know about life, don't worry about death. Some people are like that, you know.
好多迷信的人因为他怕恐惧，就算不知道会怎样，他都是预防万一，做足即迷信拜神的事。
And some superstitious people, because they're afraid and they're scared, they may not know what's out there, but they go through all the worship just to make sure that they're covered.
圣经教导我们关于生和死。
The Bible teaches us about life and death.
圣经说解释给我们听死亡是怎样，
and the Bible tells us what it is to die.
所以今天我们在这个彼得后书，我们看到彼得怎样看死亡。
And so this morning as we look at 2 Peter, we're going to see what Peter looked at, how he thought of death.
他是一个就来去到人生的最后阶段的时刻。
He was at the end of his life.
他是已经在监狱里面等着呢，就是处决的，去为主殉道而死。
He was in prison, we believe, and he was waiting for execution, so he was prepared to be a martyr for Christ.
咁但系佢喺当时嘅罗马喺呢个大逼迫嘅里边
，and so he's in Rome in the big persecution at that time.
咁佢系传说话我哋听，彼得系喺呢个逼迫里边系钉十字架。
And church tradition tells us that Peter was crucified on the cross.
咁佢觉得呢，不配，好似耶稣咁样被钉十字架。于是呢，佢要求倒转。钉佢喺十字架，投向地。
And tradition says that he was crucified on the cross, but he was too—he didn't think he was worthy to be
to die the same way that Jesus died. So he asked his executioners to hang him upside down.
刚才我们不知道是不是真的是到头倒转 来钉十字架， 有人觉得可能他的 头是向低头，因为耶稣是向天来死。
Some expositors feel maybe he wasn't really crucified upside down, maybe he just had his head bowed, where Jesus died with his head looking up to heaven. We don't know, but he was crucified.
我们其实不知道，但我们知道他真的是钉十字架这样死亡。所以这里是他写了这个彼得后书没几久跟着就死。
And so he finished 2 Peter, and not too long after he finished the book, he was crucified. He was martyred.
所以我们看到这个可以说是他遗言的最后一番留下的说话。
And so you could say this is like his last will and testament to us, and he's sharing with us.
我们今天看第12节至15节。
So we'll be reading from verse 12 to 15 this morning.
看到彼得是怎样积极面对死亡。
And so we'll see how Peter was, how he faced his attitude towards death.
今天我们的主题是基督徒面对死亡的心态。
And the theme of this message is the Christian attitude when facing death.
从这个十二节到十五节，
And so from verse 12 to verse 15,
你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
Yes, I think it is right as long as I am in this tent.To stir you up by reminding you.
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as the Lord Jesus showed me,
并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
我一起祈祷， let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们在彼得后书的时候看到基督徒对死亡的态度的。靠主耶稣透过这个经文是今天教导我们，给我们知道死之后是有些什么在这里的。让我们基督徒我们可以有把握，不用怕，不用恐惧，愿意我们做足准备。所以靠主今天是亲自向我们讲说话，我们将以下的时间交在耶稣你的手里面。多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen. 彼得是看到死亡是很积极。
You know, Peter is looking at death and he's very he's very positive in the way he looks at it.
圣经是讲很多关于死亡的事。
The Bible teaches us a lot about death.
基督徒不用怕死。
As Christians, we don't need to fear death.
彼得是形容死呢，他说是好像脱离这个帐篷。
And Peter is explaining that death is like putting off this tent.
这意思就是我们的身体就好像一个帐篷。
And what he's saying is like your body, your physical body is a tent.
一个肉体呢就是里面有灵魂居住。
And so in your body you have your spirit living in you, your soul.
这个肉体只不过是一个家庭，是被你的灵魂暂居的。
And so your physical body is like a temporary house, a tent,for your soul to abide in while you're on earth.
咁啊，当你喺世界上嘅时候，需要一个嘅家居啊，需要一个嘅身体。
And so while we are here on this earth, we need a home. We need a physical body.
但系我哋呢个身体呢，就系软弱啊，会受伤嘅，甚至会有疾病同埋死亡。
But you know, the physical body, it's weak. It will be hurt. It can get sick. And the physical body one day will die.
你生活在这个世界上的时候，这个肉体，这个帐篷渐渐会破烂。
And as you're living on this earth, your tent, your physical body, will gradually start to get old and wear out.
那如果我们去露营的时候，我们青年人一年一次就去露营的，我们都会住帐篷的。
And once a year, we take the young people camping in a camping trip, and we live in tents.
我们以前的人在旷野的时候，游牧人民族都是住帐篷。
You know, in the old days, the herdsmen, the shepherds, they would live in tents. The nomads would live in tents.
我记得在2008年去汶川大地震的时候，去四川周围的人都是住紧帐篷。
I remember in 2008 in the Sichuan earthquake when we went up to Sichuan, everybody was living in tents.
因为他怕地震，所以他不敢回到家。
They were afraid of another aftershock, so they were afraid to go back to their home.
但是帐篷是一个暂时的地方，不是一个长久住的地方。
But a tent is something you sleep in temporarily. It's not something you want to live in for a long time.
彼得都是给我们这个意思，我们暂时在这个世界上，我们暂居的，我们客旅的。
And Peter tells us that here on earth we're just pilgrims, we're just passing through. This is not our home.
在彼得前书第二章十一节，他是这样说。
You know, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, Peter said, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这些私欲是与灵魂争战的。
所以我们这个身体是一个暂时的家。And so you could say our physical body is a temporary tent, a house for our soul while we're here on this earth.
彼得说要脱离这个帐篷去搬屋哦。
Peter said we're going to put away this tent as we're going to move.
我们搬屋去一个豪宅，神在天上为你预备一个豪宅。
And you're going to move to heaven where God has prepared a wonderful mansion for you.
搬屋是不是可怕?
Is moving house, is that scary?
通常我们搬屋会很兴奋。
Usually moving, we are very excited about moving.
有个豪宅，有个新屋，有个新家。哇，真是很兴奋，想去，是不是?
And as we want to move to this new house, and we get excited about that.
所以对基督徒来讲，死亡不应该可怕，应该兴奋。
And so the Christians today, we should not be afraid of death. We should be excited and welcome that we get to move.
因为我们这个帐篷呢，我们年纪越来越大，我们知道真的很多疾病的，是越来越坏的。
Because you know, the older you get, the physical body starts to wear out, doesn't it?
有些长者成日跟我讲年纪大机器坏。
You know, some elderly people tell me, you know, the older I get, it's like I'm breaking down all the time.
What are you saying? It why so?
We need to constantly repair the things that break down.
但系我哋嘅帐篷，你修补、你维修一段时间就冇得再修补喎。
You know, but you've got an old tent that you have to keep repairing, and after a while, you can't repair it anymore. It's too old.
彼得就系咁嘅心态。
And so Peter's saying, hey, let's get rid of it, let's move on, let's get a new house.
So his attitude is very positive.
And so he's got a very positive attitude about that.
He's not worried. He's looking for the new
He was very looking forward to heaven and for his new house there.
Now, 如果你睇彼得后书第一章十一节，啱啱早几节啊。
If you look up on verse 11 of 2 Peter chapter 1, just a few verses up,
彼得就系咁样讲：这样必叫你们丰丰富富的
得以进入我们主教主耶稣基督永远的国。
He says, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得是丰丰富富要进入去天国。
Peter is looking forward to abundantly entering into heaven.
所以他就知道就快死，但他不怕。他是丰丰富富仰望天国。
He knew his time was up. He was almost going to be martyred, but he was excited and abundantly looking forward.
那其实彼得讲的嘢同保罗好似。
You know, Peter, what he's teaching is very similar to what Paul would teach.
因为保罗一样是坐监，一样是面对死亡。
You know, Paul was also in prison, also facing death.
但是保罗是腓立比第一章廿二节系咁样讲
，But Paul in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 said,
因我活着就是基督，死我死了就有益处。
He says, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
死系有益处，你听过未啊
？He said, to die is gain. Have you ever heard somebody say that?
你觉得死系益处吗？
Do you think that to die is gain?
这个观点是很奇特哦。
This is a very unique concept.
保罗觉得死是有益处，是好的。
And Paul thought that to die was good. It was for his gain, his benefit.
但你留意一下，保罗和彼得为什么会觉得死是有益处？
But you need to notice why Paul and Peter both would consider that death is gain.
是因为前边他说活着就是基督。
It's because he said, for me to live is Christ.
他是为主而活，他活着是为基督。
He was living for Christ. To live is Christ.
如果我们基督徒是为主而活，死就有益处。
If you are a Christian today living for Christ, then death for you is gain.
但如果你不是为主而活，可能不同睇法。
But if you're not living for Christ, maybe it's a different attitude.
我们活着是清楚有把握，我们信耶稣可以肯定确定死的时候去到天上跟耶稣一起。
If you are a Christian and you have that faith in Jesus Christ, you can have assurance and you can be positive that when you die, you will go to heaven and be with Jesus.
这个一个相信，一个把握的肯定。
That is our faith and we can have that assurance, we can be positively sure that we will be in heaven with Jesus.
我们信耶稣就得永生。
When we believe in Jesus, we receive eternal life.
我们是相信耶稣，是耶稣为我们死，为我们赎罪。
As we believe in Jesus, He died for us, He's cleansed our sins.
耶稣是宽恕赦免我们一切的罪。
Jesus forgives us of all of our sins.
圣经说人人也死，死后有审判。
The Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after...There's judgment.
神是创造我们，神是赐生命给我们。
God created us, He gave us life.
神是宽恕我们，为我们预备救恩。
And God forgives us as He prepared salvation for us.
他是我们的拯救者
，and He is our Savior.
但同时间，神是审判官。
But at the same time, God is also the judge.
人人也死，死后且有审判。
And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death there is judgment.
所以圣经讲得好清楚，我们信耶稣，耶稣的宝血洗干净我们的心，宽恕我们的罪，我们就得永生。
So the Bible tells us so clearly that if we believe in Jesus, Jesus will forgive our sins, wash us clean, and we receive eternal life.
不信耶稣的人是怎样？
What about those that don't believe in Jesus?
他是拒绝耶稣的救恩。 They reject the salvation of Jesus Christ. 佢唔接受耶稣嘅宽恕。They don't receive his forgiveness. 佢唔要耶稣做佢救主。And they don't want Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. 神可唔可以宽恕佢？ Can God forgive them?
可惜圣经话冇办法。你拒绝神给你的救恩的方法。
Unfortunately, the Bible says no. If you reject the salvation that God has prepared, He has no way to offer forgiveness.
圣经说，如果拒绝神的救恩，神没有办法宽恕，唯有要接受审判。
And therefore, you have to receive His judgment.
圣经说很清楚，我们不喜欢听。拒绝救恩的人，审判就会去地狱。
And the Bible says, and we don't like hearing it, but the Bible is very clear that those who reject the love of Jesus Christ will go and be judged, and they will be condemned to hell.
地狱是永远与神分开。
And hell is eternally being separated from God.
是永远是不得享受神 的怜悯
and eternally not able to receive the love of Christ.
彼得说不怕死，他要脱离这个帐篷，因为他知道会有跟耶稣一起在天上。
Peter was not afraid of death. He was going to put off his tent because he knows he's going to be with Jesus in heaven.
反而他有些心急，好像想快点去。
And Peter seemed to be a little anxious that he wanted to go to heaven soon.
其实我都有个同感。I feel kind of the same. 世界有时很辛苦。You know, sometimes it's difficult here on earth. 世界有很多的挑战。You know, there are a lot of challenges that we face here on earth. 我们是身体会有很多疾病，很多的痛苦。
You know, our body gets so many sicknesses and pain, sometimes we just want to change and get it over with.
有时我们想改换一个身体的，就是解决呢。那你可以做心脏手术，换个心脏，你可以换肝手术，你可以换肺手术，你可不可以换头脑手术呢？
You know, you can have a heart transplant, a liver transplant, a kidney transplant, even a lung transplant, but can you have a brain transplant?
可唔可以成个人改换咧？你嘅灵魂攞出嚟摆喺第二个人
？Can you just take your spirit out of you and put it into somebody else？
唔得嘅喎。有日我哋呢个身体会系离开嘅。
One day our physical body will die。
我哋睇哥林多后书第五章，睇保罗点样讲。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. See what Paul said.
哥林多后书第五章第一节至到第六节。
And we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 to 6.
保罗就是这样讲，是有点像彼得的。
And Paul's teaching here, and it sounds similar to Peter.
哥林多后书第五章第一节。我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆坏了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，心想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation from which is from heaven. Which is from heaven.
倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。
If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
For we are, For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
为此配织我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵作盾具。
Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。
For we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
死亡不是可怕，死亡是脱去这个必毁坏的帐篷，去到天上神为我们预备的房屋。
So death is not a scary thing. Death is putting off this tent that is going to die anyway and going to that eternal home that God has prepared for us in heaven.
灵魂需要个家，我们需要个衣服，
and our soul needs a home. It needs like a cloth over it.
所以我们去到天上的时候得到换新衣。
And so when we go to heaven, we receive a new set of clothes, you could say.
神为我们预备，耶稣为我们搭好的屋。
And this is prepared for us by God. Jesus is building you a mansion in heaven.
但你留意保罗说，在这个地上我们同神相离。
But look at verse 6 again. It says, while we are here on earth, we are separated, absent from the Lord.
你跳到第八节看他怎么说。
But skip down to verse 8, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8.
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
保罗有这个的肯定，离开身体，信耶稣的弟兄姊妹离开身体，就是去到天上与主同住。
So Paul is confident that as Christians, if you leave this physical body, you will go to heaven and you will be with Jesus in heaven.
这个是一个应许，一个确据，一个兴奋的事。
That is a promise, it is assurance, and that is something to be excited about.
留意，你离开这个身体，永远同主同住。
And notice it says, as you leave this physical body, you will be eternally with God in heaven. You will live with Him.
基督徒，我们的信仰，我们不相信轮回投胎。
As Christians, we reject the theory of reincarnation. We don't believe in reincarnation.
好多人觉得我前生是什么，我后生是什么。
Some people say, oh, I was in my past life this, or, and maybe in my future life I'll be that.
这个不是基督教的观点，基督徒不接受。我们在这个一生命只有一次机会的，没有 take two 的。
There's only one chance in life, there's no second chance.
我们在这个地上，你是有今生的时间选择你永恒的。
And you only have one chance opportunity in this life to choose where you will be in eternity.
轮回投胎，基督教我们不接受。
As Christians, we reject the theory of reincarnation.
我们基督教都不接受人死变鬼。
As Christians, we also do not accept the theory that you die and become a ghost.
基督徒死不是变鬼，人死不是变鬼。
As Christians, when we die, we do not become a ghost. As people, when we die, we do not become ghosts.
人死就去审判。
When people die, we go to judgment.
信耶稣上个天堂与耶稣一起。
And if you're a Christian, you go to heaven with God.
你不是基督徒，你是等候审判，等去地狱。
And if you're not a Christian, you're waiting for judgment to be sent to hell.
是没得翻转头，没七天回魂，没饿鬼回来，是七月份，是想搵食的。
And there's no coming back after 7 days to haunt the house. There's no coming back once a year on ghost holiday to get food as a hungry ghost. 我哋基督教，我哋唔接受呢啲嘅观点。圣经好清楚，死咗得两个地方去，天堂地狱。
The Bible is very clear as when we die, there's only two places you're going to go. One of two places, heaven or hell.
你睇翻彼得后书第一章十二节。
But look back at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
无论是彼得或者保罗，他都说死是有益处对基督徒来讲。
And whether it's Peter or Paul, they're both saying that as Christians, to die is gain.
他有好相信这个一个兴奋的事。
And they are so excited that this is an exciting thing.
但是你要留意，他要等候耶稣的时间。
But notice they will wait for the time appointed to them.
他不怕死，但是他现在要积极生活。
They're not afraid to die, but now they're going to live for all they can.
十二节，彼得说，你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在我你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提你们。
In verse 12, Peter said, For this reason I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth.
他也时时要提醒他， He's constantly going to remind them. 他很积极，他虽然是想去天堂，但是他还在地上，是积极做什么？
Peter wants to go to heaven, but he's being active here on earth. And even though he's old and he's at the end of his life, he's still being very active in reminding them
of what? 神的真理.
Reminding them of the truth of God.
十三节, look at verse 13. 我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们。
Yes, I think it is right as long as I am in this tent to stir you up by reminding you.
彼得就是要尽心，是趁机会，还有生之日，还有气息的时候，是要继续激发他，提醒他。
Peter is willing at even to the end of his breath, to the last of his days, to spend his lifeaggressively reminding them of the truth of Jesus Christ.
这个是一个非常之积极的心态。
That is an awesome attitude to have. It's very positive.
是吗？他已经知道就来死，可能下个星期，可能下个月，但现在我都是继续最后一分力量，积极提醒你神的教导。
He knew he was coming to the end of his life. He was going to be martyred. Maybe next month. Maybe next week. But even though now he is still being so active and aggressive to share the love of Jesus Christ with every breath he has.
你睇唔到彼得、保罗呢偷懒。
I don't see Peter and Paul just taking a break and sitting back and being easy.
佢就好积极。
They were so aggressive in their faith.
这个是一个准确的心态。
This is an accurate attitude to have.
我们世界上还有多少日我们没人知道。
How many days do we have? How many years do we have left on this earth? Nobody knows.
但是你在这个等候回到天家的时候，你要把握时机，你要趁机会为主工作。
But in the time that you have left on this planet Earth, in this life today, you need to live it for all you can for Jesus Christ.
你要尽心是为着主，趁还有时间影响别人认识神。
You need to spend the rest of your times stirring up people, influencing them for Jesus Christ.
你今天有没有这种心态呢?
Do you have that attitude today?
我仲有十年时间，我仲有二十年时间，我仲有一年时间，我要为主而活，系积极去传福音。I've got 10 years left in my life. I've got 20 years left in my life. I've got 1 year left in my life, and I'm going to live it to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people.
神要透过你生命激发别人，提醒别人耶稣基督爱佢。
Jesus wants to use you to influence other people to be stirring them up that they can grow in Christ, that they can know Jesus.
神拯救我们，不是要我们自己享受救恩。
Do you know that God saved you from sin not just so that you could enjoy being born again?
神拯救你是要你呢就是用你生命被使命你是影响别人。
God has saved you so that he can use your life to be an influence in other people's lives.
神想透过你生命影响别人的生命。
God wants to use your life to be an influence in other people's lives.
好多基督徒就是好享受啊，我得救，感谢主，我去天堂啊，我就有自己，我好开心。
So too many Christians are just too happy to be born again and say, "Oh, praise God, I'm born again. I'm going to heaven, and God loves me. I'm just so happy."
你隔离左右屋企嗰啲人咧，隔离邻舍、上下邻居、公司啲人，知唔知你信耶稣
？Do your neighbors?Near you, above you, below you, next door to you? Do your co-workers, do any of them even know you're a Christian?
神是拯救你，要用得着你，影响别人。
God saved you to use you to influence other people.
彼得就来信道，都是要积极殷勤传福音。
Peter, even at the end of his life, was still aggressive in sharing the gospel with other people.
你关心其他人落地狱吗？
Are you concerned about people dying and going to hell?
你知不知每一秒有几多人死？
Do you know how many people die every second?
09年的统计，每一秒 1.8的人死，差不多两个人，每一秒。
According to the 2009 statistics worldwide, every second 1.8 people die. Basically, two people.
所以每一秒当系两个人死，每一分钟100人死。
Every minute, 100 people die.
每一分钟100人死。每年有5,500,000人死。
Every year, 55 million people die.
我由今日开咗崇拜到而家，已经有6,000人死咗。
From the time we started our service until now, 6,000 people have died in the world.
你话死咗嗰6,000人有几多个系信耶稣？
How many of those 6,000 people are Christians?
有几多个落咗地狱？
How many have gone to hell?
我哋需要福音。地狱系永恒，天上系永恒。
We need the gospel. Hell is real and it's eternal, and heaven is real and it's eternal.
保罗在腓立比书第一章23-24节是这样讲。
Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, 23 and 24,
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
保罗是很想回到天家。 Paul wanted to go to heaven. 但是他说我留在这里为你是重要。
But he said, for me to stay here is important for you, needful for you.
弟兄姊妹，你有冇呢个心态？ Do you have that attitude today? 我喺世界上有生之日系为别人有重要。Do you believe that you're being here in this planet right now, every day, that you're here for a purpose for influencing other people?
有时我哋喺我哋嘅困难里边，喺我哋家庭嘅里边，哦，好烦，好困难，好辛苦。Sometimes we just get stuck in our family, in our problems, in our need, and we just go, oh, it's so pain. I just have so many problems.
我哋就系谂到自己好多嘅困惑
，and we're just always stuck in ourselves and thinking of these difficulties.
神要我哋唔好再谂呢啲，系话主啊，你要我喺度有原因。是影响我身边的人。
We need to stop having a pity party for ourselves and start looking and say, God, you put me here for a purpose. You want to use me to influence other people.
你在这里有原因。
There's a reason why you are here.
神要用得着你，透过你影响别人。
God wants to use you to influence and have an impact on other people.
嗱，我哋基督徒，我哋唔接受自杀。
As Christians, we do not believe in suicide.
自杀唔系神嘅心意。
Suicide is not God's will.
保罗、彼得虽然佢好想翻天家，但系佢学咗一个功课，等候神嘅时间。
Peter and Paul were anxious to go to heaven, but they learned a great lesson. Wait, be patient. It's not time yet. Wait for God's time.
太多人呢，佢觉得啊，我呢度太辛苦，我死咗算数。Too many people have the attitude, it's too painful here in life. I want to die. 唔好死，唔好自杀，唔好了结自己生命。
Don't take your own life.
你在这里有原因，你要等候神的时间，神有原因要透过你影响别人。
God has you here for a purpose to influence other people.
生命是宝贵，
Life is valuable.
神是创造生命， God created life. 神是创造你有原因，
God created you for a purpose.
你在这里不是偶然的，
You're here, it's not by chance that you're here.
如果神话未系时候离开，你唔好自己决定离开。
If God hasn't said it's time to go home yet, then don't make that choice yourself. Wait, there's a reason why it's not time.
魔鬼会好多时欺骗人，话你听死咗算数啦，喺度生活冇意义啊。
Satan will come and tell you, you know, die, you know, there's no purpose in life, just get it all over with.
你唔好听魔鬼嘅假话，佢欺骗者，佢讲假话，唔好信。
Don't listen to the lies of Satan, he's just trying to deceive you.
神系要俾你活着嘅机会，你寻求神。
God wants to give you a reason for living. Seek God and he will give you that reason.
同样我们基督徒不认同堕胎。
At the same time as Christians, we don't believe in an abortion.
因为我相信生命是神所赐。
Because I believe that life is given by God.
神是赐每一个小生命。
God gives every life.
我们医学政府可能认同堕胎，但是我不接受。
Maybe the medical community, maybe the government accepts abortion, but I don't accept it.
某一个人可以从医学上话我哋听，一个胎儿喺妈咪嘅肚里边几时成为一个人。
No medical examiner or by scientific means can anybody tell us at what moment does an embryo start to have life as a human being? When does an embryo become a human being?
我相信在当妇女的卵子是受精的时候，是那刻成为人类。
I believe that at the moment of inception, when the egg is fertilized by the sperm, at that moment, that embryo is already a human being created in God.
如果是这样，堕胎就等于杀人。
And if that's true, then that means that abortion equals murder.
堕胎是拿一个小 BB 的生命。
And to have an abortion is to murder a baby, child, a human being.
生命是宝贵。很多妇女就有选择说、啊、我要堕胎落了他算数，不要被他拖累我前面的路。
And so many ladies take the choice. They say, oh, I've got it. I've just get an abortion. Just get rid of it. Like throwing a stone in the water. You know, he's going to, I, it's not convenient for me to have a child at this time. He's going to influence my future.
所以我们 选择杀了一个人为了自己的前路。
And so we make the choice to murder a human being for my future.
好严重是吗？
It's pretty serious, isn't it?
我们选择为了自己方便拿了一个人的命。
And we choose for our own convenience.To kill somebody else.
我知道有不小心怀孕未婚妈妈好复杂的好多问题。
I know that as an unwed mother, a teenage mother, sometimes there are a lot of difficulties, a lot of complications.
但是咪选择杀人来解决？
But should we choose to murder a human being as a solution for our problem?
我们基督徒对死亡的态度应该是，如果神是给机会，我们选择学习怎样去应付面对。
As Christians, if we believe that God has given life, and we should have the attitude that we need to have trust God for the strength to teach us how to live in positive and go forward.
彼得是要趁着机会激励人，是跟从主耶稣。
Peter took it and he was aggressive in taking every moment that he had left to influence people to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们都有这个责任，有这个需要。
I believe that we all have that we have the same responsibility.
我想你看提摩太后书第四章。
I want you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第六节至到第八节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8.
这个又是保罗讲，是他最后的阶段，他又是就来死。
And this Paul wrote again when he was ready to die.
在第六节 ,in verse 6, 我现在被腰钉，我离世的时候
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand.
那美好的仗我已经打了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日。要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显然的人。
Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord of right, the righteous judge will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but to all who have loved his appearing.
这里保罗讲明他应跑的路是跑完的。
Here Paul tells us that the road that he was to travel, he traveled it, he ran his race.
他是打完他的要打的仗。
He finished the fight he was supposed to fight.
他是坚守他要坚守的信仰。
And he kept the faith that he was to keep.
你今天可不可以这样说？
Can you say that about your life today?
你有没有完成神给你的任务？
Have you completed the task that God has given you to complete?
你有没有完成神给你的使命？
Have you finished the mission that God has set you on? 我未啊 ，I haven't。我要继续啊，唔好偷懒。I need to continue. I don't need to give up。你知唔知我听好多嘅基督徒话我听啊，牧师啊，我已经系中年啦，我后生啊，十零岁信耶稣，系已经系好热心侍奉，而家我要退休啊，俾啲年青人嚟啦。I've heard from so many Christians say, Pastor, you know, I'm now in my 40s, you know, and I got saved when I was a teenager, and I was so active in the church, and, you know, now it's time for me to just sit back and let the young people come forward. 这个垃圾来的，哪个观点？保罗彼得是未到最后终点啊，还是年老的时候继续积极向前，继续影响人。Paul and Peter, they were at the end of their old men, still active, aggressive, preaching, influencing other people. 你信耶稣要一直积极，一直到死，唔好停落嚟。As a Christian, you need to be active, you need aggressive for God, and don't give up, don't give yourself an excuse to take a break. 我要跑呢条路。We need to keep walking on this road. We need to hold firm to the faith. 你唔可以趁后啊，我休息下，我唔再玩啦，俾人哋啊，我净系享受自己嘅救恩。Don't just sit back and relax and say, I'm just going to step out of the race. I'm just going to enjoy my salvation. Let the other people do it.神要使用你影响别人。God wants to use you to influence other people. 我们很快看回彼得后书还有两节十四十五。 Let's go back quickly, very quickly to the last two verses in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 14 and 15. 十四节说，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tent as the Lord Jesus showed me. 耶稣就真系话咗彼得听，系当耶稣从死里复活喺约翰福音，耶稣话咗彼得听，佢喺年老嘅时候会被人杀死。You know, Jesus told Peter when Jesus rose from the dead in the Gospel of John chapter 21. Jesus told Peter at the end of his life he was going to die for Jesus.所以彼得一直知道他在年老的时候会顺道而死。So Peter knew the whole time that he was going to ultimately die and be a martyr for Jesus. 于是他去到做好多事呢，是一路积极，是试过拉坐监，试过死亡的危险好多次，他不怕我。And so as Peter was in his life preaching the gospel, he was very aggressive and he was arrested many times, he faced death many times, but he wasn't afraid.因为他知道未到时候人家杀不到我，神要我离开的时候无论人家怎么做都不可以保存我。 Peter knew confidently in his heart, it's not God's time to take me home, no matter what happens, I'm not going home, they can't hurt me, and if it is God's time to take me home, no matter what I do, I can't stop it. 你有没有那种观点？现在积极为耶稣，如果不是神的时候叫你回天家，无论点的时候你都是安全，因为神要使用你。 Do you have that attitude today? Be aggressive, work for Jesus, live for Christ, do what he wants you to do, and don't worry about it, because nobody can touch you if it's not God's appointed time to take you home yet. 但是当神说要带你回天家，无论你点吃补品，无论你点看医生，无论你怎样安全，你都不安全。But if it's God's time to take you home, no matter what health products you're eating, no matter how good of food you're doing, no matter what kind of insurance policy you have, it's not going to protect you. If it's your time, it's your time. 是你的时候离开就是你的时候离开。我们看埋十五节，最后一节。Look at the last verse, verse 15. 并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。 Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. 看到保罗啊，彼得，他不单止是现在要影响人， 他说我离开了之后都要影响人。Peter is not just trying to influence people now while he's alive, he's trying to have a lasting influence even after he's dead. 你知道你的生命都可以影响人，你离开之后都可以影响人。Do you know that your life can be an influence on other people, and even after you're dead, you can continue to influence them? 我跟很多人谈话，你有没有看圣经啊？啊，我不看圣经啊，我不喜欢看圣经，我喜欢看见证。I talk to a lot of people and ask, hey, do you read the Bible? I say, no, I don't like reading the Bible. I like to read testimonies. 你有没有看福音影片？啊，我不看福音影片，我只看啲见证集啊。And I said, do you ever watch any of the gospel DVDs or stuff? No, I don't watch that. So I just watch testimonies. 人语之声啊，face 啊咩佛生，哈啊，人语之声仲有声佛飞腾啊啊啊 ，so yeah, blessings of showers of blessings. 我相信见证影响人，你的见证都会影响人。I believe that testimonies influence people, and your testimony can influence people. 你的信心、你的祷告、你的生命可以影响好多人。Your prayers, your faith, and your life can be an influence on people around you. 你觉得神会使用你吗？Do you think God will use you? 我可以肯定你愿意为主使用，被使用，主一定会使用你。I can assure you today that if you're willing to be used by God, God will use you. 你同不同意？彼得，他好得意啊！他不单止是用他的说话，他写彼得前后书啊。留翻俾我哋系影响我哋。You know, Peter not only used his life, but he wrote 1st and 2nd Peter, and it's influencing us even today. 彼得应该透过马可写马可福音， and Peter should have used Mark. Mark kind of was a scribe that wrote the Gospel of Mark as Peter shared. So in reality, Peter is the author behind the Gospel of Mark.所以彼得又是给马可福音耶稣生平我们。So Peter gave us the book of Mark, the gospel of Mark, the life of Jesus Christ. 这些都是影响我们后人。And that is also an influencing us. 神是想用你怎样影响别人。How is God going to use you to influence other people? 彼得在这里用去世。You know, Peter used the word deceased. 在原文呢最后一点呢This is the last thing I'll share with you. 去世的原文那个字呢，就是跟出埃及记的出同一个字。He used the word deceased, and that is the same word that is used as Exodus. 他是讲他在这个世界上是离开这个世界，好像以色列人出埃及一样。And it's kind of like he's saying, my leaving this earth, putting off this tent,It's like the children of Israel leaving Egypt. 因为以色列人离开埃及去哪里？ Where did the children of Israel go after they left Egypt? 去应许之地。神要祝福他的应许之地。They left Egypt to go to the promised land. 我们离开这个世界，要不是死的。我们是离开这里，去到目的地就是天上应许之地。So we're not dying when we leave this earth. We're leaving this earth to go to a better place, to go to the promised land. 彼得就给我们这个激励，我们要用我们生命影响别人。And so Peter gives us this challenge this morning to use your life to influence other people. 我们不用惊死，我们知道是脱去这个帐篷，找个新的房屋。We don't need to be afraid of dying. We just put off this tent and get a new mansion in heaven. 但我们未走之前，把握时机，每一分每一秒为主而活。But before you leave this life, this pleasant life, Take advantage of every moment, every second you have to live for Jesus. 神要透过你影响别人， and God wants to use you to be an influence on other people. 我们一起低头祈祷。Let's bow in a word of prayer. 主耶稣，我们今天来到你的面前，我恳求主帮助我们可以明白生死的事。主，我们多谢你拯救我们，给我们永生。我们多谢主耶稣，给我们可以经历到你的恩典。但是主耶稣，我们靠你帮助我们每一位弟兄姊妹，用我们的生命来影响我们身边的人的生命。主，靠你给我们这个心态，可能我们在自己的痛苦里面时时兜转兜兜转转，主，求你帮助我们脱离，可以把握时机，有积极的心态，积极向前行，知道主耶稣你要我们在世界上有原因，愿意我们用我们的生命气息是做你的工作的，是影响别人，可能是祷告，可能是一个说话，可能是一个的笑容，可能是一些的见证，可能我们坚守的信心是影响他知道主耶稣你是真实的。靠耶稣帮助我们，靠耶稣赐力量给我们。主，如果我们曾经做过好像堕胎的事，我们恳求主宽恕赦免。可能我们无知，我们不知道是杀人，但耶稣，我们相信你有怜悯，相信当我们认罪悔改，你可以抹干我们的眼泪，你可以宽恕我们的无知做错。求主宽恕怜悯我们，求主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵的感动与众人同在，直到永远。